We begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Damas Hilchos Brachos, Laws of Blessing, and Seif Hava, the Book of Love, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing that of grain, as in this Perek we discussed regarding food items made out of grain, and depending on the circumstance of what the Bracha is going to be. As Rama begins Halacha Alf, qualifying first, what's the five types of grain? Chamisha Minimhim, there are five types of species. Hachitin wheat, Vasarin barley, Vakusmin spelt, Vishabel shul and oats, Vishipoin and rye. And these are five types of grain. Hakusmin, now spelt, is Mimin Hachitin, is from the same family as wheat. Vishabel shul, Vishipoin, and regarding oat and rye, Mimin Hasarim is from the same category as barley. Vachamisha mina elu, and these five types, Kishem Shibon, when they're in the stalks, Nikrum Tavu Bachamakim, they're always called the word Tavua. Vachash Adashin, Bezerinoisim, and after that they're threshed, and they're winnowed, then Nikrum Dagon, they're called Dagon. Now, Kshatechinoisim, when you grind them, Veloshin as Kimchan, and you mush together their flour with water. Vaivinoisim, and you bake it, Nikrum Pas, that's called bread. Now, bread is made one of these five. That's what's called in general bread, without any secondary name, because there's other types of bread. There's cornbread and there's rice bread, and all those. Those are not what we mean when we say bread to have these halachas. We're talking about specifically these five without any secondary names to it. Halacha Beis discusses the bracha of dagan, kemach, pas, all these different things. So, eichel pas, somebody's bread, what we describe the last of the stages. You have to make a blessing before you eat it. Baruch atah Hashem l'kein melech olam, blessed be Hashem, our God, King of the world, hamitzi lechem ha'aretz, takes bread out from the ground. Lachra, and after you finish eating, is the arba brachas, is the four blessings we know as berachas hamazon. Ochel dagon shaluk k'mayshu. Now let's say you eat, we describe as dagon. Dagon is after it was grinded and it was turned into the process after winnowing, then it's dagon. So you eat dagon, that shaluk k'mayshu, that's cooked as it is, meaning without removing the husks, without splitting it into two. So then, Mavarach Lafan, you make a blessing before it, Boy Pri Adama, because it's a grain, it's from the ground. You make a blessing, it's a fruit of the ground. And afterwards, you make a Bar Nefesh Rabbis, that he makes many different creations, etc., which is the more generic blessing on things like Shahakal. Ochel Kemach, if he ate flour, so then the hair wasn't cooked, it was actually pulverized, which actually is a next step, but it's actually worse off. So it's like goes down before it goes back up to Hamaitzi. Mavarach Lafan, you make a blessing before Shahakal, which are more generic, that Hakal Shahakal, everything was made of his word. Afterwards, you make a Bar Nefesh Rabbis, like when you eat it, the cooked grain. Halacha Gimel. Kemach shel echad mechamishas haminim. The flour of one of these five types of grain, shashlukuhu, which was cooked, ve'idu b'mayim, it was mixed with water. Ve'bishamash kamo, other types of liquids. Imayu of it was thick, that's fit to eat and to chew. So you first make a blessing before Boimin Mazinus. Blessed he who creates different types of food. At the end, you make Ala Michiva Kakala, what's called Bracha Achas Min Sholish, which is the bridge type of Birchas Amazon on what keeps us alive and on the sustenance. Now, Vimhoy Rachav was soft, meaning it's liquidy, that's fit to drink. Then make a blessing before Shahakal. And Ulbasaifan afterwards, Bar Nefesh Rabbis, that he creates many different types of souls and entities. Halacha Dav, regarding what's known as Maisa Kedera, a type of a porridge. So, Kemach Shalecha Mechamesh Aminim, the flour of one of the five types of species, Shabish Lekedera, which was cooked in a pot, Bein Lavada, whether by itself, Bein Shevim Dabar Machem, whether it's mixed with other things, for example, Levivois, let's say, like dumplings, which is a cakey flour that's mixed in boiled water and then with oil, okay, or similar types of things, or v'chena dog and shechilko, let's say you take grain that's split, like kasashai, or it's grinded, pounded, ubishla b'kder, and it's cooked in a pot, for example, harifis, groats, which groats are hulled wheat, and that's crushed, or v'gedis, which are gedis ha-caramel, which are grits, which is wheat that's grinded, that's crushed, and okay, it's similar types of things. This is what's called cooked dishes, or any types of cooked dish that you mixed in the five types of grain as one of the ingredients, bein kemach, bein pas, whether flour, whether bread, but you made this dish. Then before you eat it, you make the bracha b'rim mizaynus that he makes different types of food. Halacha, now there is a concept of ikar and tafel, primary and secondary. The medrum, when we say this, that any cooked dish that you mix in the five types of grain, you can make a berman resinus. When this species, one of the wheat, barley, whatever it is, was significant to the person in the dish. The lahaya tefila wasn't just secondary. But if one of the five types of grain that was mixed was only tefila was secondary, then you're only going to make the blessing on the primary ingredient. It's going to exempt the secondary, even if it's one of the five types of grains. And this is a rule regarding blessings. Whatever is primary has something secondary with it. You make a blessing on the primary, and you exempt the secondary. Whether the secondary was mixed together with the primary, whether it was not mixed together, as Rama explains these two types. Halach above. What's a secondary that's mixed together? For example, you have turnips, a krub, or cabbage, a bish that was cooked. The ediv by kemach shall echem echamesh aminim. Now, and you mix together flour of one of these five types, but it was only kedil adapka, just to keep it together, that it shouldn't just fall apart. So, einim avarachal of barimim mezainis, you're not going to make the blessing barimim mezainis. Shall lefes reik, the primary is the turnip. The kim chetvela, the flour is just to keep it together. So, therefore, you wouldn't make a bracha on the flour. Because you're called dovish, or arvin, oisil, or dabik, anything that you're mixing it just to keep, to hold things together, or just to give a smell, or just to give a color to the dish, here's the tefillah, that's considered secondary. But let's say you mixed it together to give a taste into the mixture, then we're going to say the one of the five grains will be the primary, and you would make a mezainis. Levika, therefore, mini devash, different types of honeys, shemavashanism, which they cook the honey. And they put in the fat of the wheat just to, as an emulsifier, as to keep things connected. To make these types of sweets, these candies. You're not going to make a bracha on the candy. The primary is the honey. The wheat ingredient is just to keep it together. And therefore, it's a tuffle that's mu'ureves, that's mixed. Now, halacha zayin. What's a secondary thing that's not even mixed together? Someone had to eat a salted piece of fish, a herring. And ate bread with it. Now, the reason why he ate the bread was that the salt shouldn't harm his throat and his tongue. It was too sharp. He's only going to make the blessing on the salted fish. That will exempt the bread. Because the bread is secondary to it. If it's anything similar like that, you only make a bracha on the ikr, even though the tafel is mochashim, because it's secondary. Regarding crumbled bread. So hapas shapasas oisa pitim. Running bread that was crumbled into small pieces. Ubishla b'gedein was cooked in a pot, ilosha b'marek, or is kneaded into a soup. So imyesh b'psisin gizayis, if the crumbs are the size of an olive, which is the significant measurement, you could recognize that it's bread. V'lunishtan tzuras, it didn't lose its form. So mavarcha lebatchil, then you'll make the blessing before you eat that thing, hamaitzi, which is on the bread that's inside of it, which is the primary and it exempts everything else. But b'mein b'hen gizayis, but if it does not have the size of an olive, or it lost the whole form of the bread when it was cooked together, then you're only going to make the blessing before you eat it. Mezainis, yeah, it's dear to give taste. It gets its primacy, but it will only be a mezainis. It won't be that of the bracha of amaytzi lechem in aretz. Lacha test regarding establishing a meal, what's called kaveya suda, and also regarding what's a unique situation called pasa babakistan. It is bread, but it's a certain type. So Issa Shenefes Bakarka, regarding dough that was baked on the ground, Kukamay Hashar Viyam, like the Arabs, Shrikhne Hamid Baris, who dwell in the deserts, Oifim, the way they bake, Hoyil Ve'inala Tzuris Pasta doesn't have the form of bread. Bread has a certain form. It's just like poured out on the ground and it's baked that way. So Mavach Labatchila, Bermin Mazayin, you're only going to make a bracha, Bermin Mazayin is on that. Now, Vimkav Mazayin, but if you establish your meal on that, then Mavach HaMaitzi, then it will have the Alacha of HaMaitzi Lechem and Arts. So to be able a dough that was kneaded with honey, with oil, or with milk, or you mixed in different types of spices and you baked it. This is what's called pas haba'o bikisanin, bread that comes with pockets, meaning the way that you have these pockets that you put in sugar or chocolate or nuts or whatever it is inside of it. Although it's bread, really, you're going to make a blessing on it only by minim mezainis. The reason for that is because people don't usually make a meal on these types of cookies, and therefore, it only will have the bracha of mezainis. Now, but if you make your meal on this item, then you will have the bracha, which is unique for the bread type of meal, which is a meal type of food, which is hamaitzi, even on those cookies and those cakes. Halacha Yud. Now, regarding the unique halacha of rice. So, Oyvish Shabishli, regarding rice that was cooked, Oyvish Asim in the past, we make bread, rice bread out of it. But Tchil Mavarchalav, initially you make the bracha Bayim in Mezainis, because it gives sustenance. But at the end, burn the fashas, only burn the fashas rabbis. which is unlike everything else, is mezainus yemei kalamicha. Here it's burn the fashas. As long as it's not mixed with something else, it's only rice, because rice is not, like we said regarding the five types of grain that you also make a mezainus, that it's the most chashab and the tarevis in the mixture, you'll always make a mezainus. No. Here, it's only rice on itself, but it will not be the primary if it's mixed with other things. Of a pas doichim regarding millet bread, a pas shal sharm in the kitnis, or bread made out of other types of beans and legumes, the metchil mevarch shakal, at the beginning, since not the thing itself, it lost its form, you'll make the generic shahakal niyah bedvari. Everything was made with his word. But sefet, and you make a bar in the fashas rabbis that he created many different things. Look it out regarding the bracha chroina, mezainis, which is called the bracha achas main shalis. It's like an abridged three blessings of Berchus Hamazon in one blessing. So, kosm mevarchin lav betchila hamaitzi, anything that you initially make on it before you eat it, the bracha of hamaitzi, mevarchin lachar basayif, that you make the bracha after it at the end, Berchus Hamazon kisidrad, the benching in its order, which are the arba brachas, the four distinct blessings. But v'cholosh mevarchin lav betchila barim mezainis, anything that initially make on it a bracha barim mezainis, which is a step lower than the meal food of bread, mevarchin basayif lachar, then you make at the end afterward, bracha achas mein shalis. One blessing that includes all these three, and the only exception, like we said, is chutz min ha'aretz, except for rice, that even though you make a bracha ben mezainis, you're only going to make a bracha ben nefashas afterward. Halachat beis b'med, when we say this, that if you make a bracha before it, you're going to make a certain bracha after it, is sha'ochel megezayis olam aleph, if you eat the size of an olive or more. Aval ochel pochas megezayis, but if you eat less than the size of an olive, beim nepas, whether from bread, beim mezarach, whether from other types of foods. Or vashayis pochas megezayis, you drink less than a quarter of a loig of that of the beverage, beim minayayin, beim mishar mashkin, whether it's wine, whether some other beverage, that be between 3.3, 3.1, and 5.3, whatever it is, different types of measurements of the quarter of a loig, then mevarch betchila bracha ruah lo isamin, then initially, before you eat, you will make the blessing that's appropriate for that type of food, but besides, in mevarch klat, and you won't make any blessing at all, you won't make a bracha chreina if it has less than the measurement. Halacha gimel b'zuhi bracha achas mein shalos. This is the blessing that's one, but it's really a combination of the three of Berchus Hamazon. It's Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Blessed are You Hashem, our God, King of the World, Ala Michya V'Kakola, on the life giving and on the sustenance, which that correlates to bracha b'zanis hakol. V'al Eretzchem the Torah b'duchava, and on the expansive and the good and the desirable land, Sher Tzitzis, that You wanted, V'shin Chatzas Avasinu, that You bequeathed to our fathers. That correlates to the bracha of Noydilcha, of the Aretz, Malamazin. And then, Rachem Hashem Lakenu, Hashem have mercy, Al Yisrael Amecha, Al Yishlaim Erdecha, on your Jewish people, and on your city Yerushalayim, Al Tzim Mishkan Kvedecha, and on Tzion, your honorable dwelling, which that correlates to the third bracha, Birchas Bain Yerushalayim. Valein Zlecha, bring us inside of it, B'samchin B'vinina, and have us be glad with its building, Unavarecha Lea, B'gedusha V'tara, and we will bless you on it in holiness and with purity. Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed be Hashem, ala oretz v'ala michya, on the land and on the food. B'Shabbos v'yom tovim, now we're going to Shabbos and Yom Tov, which you have to add on, as we said, by Berchus Hamazon, I'm Berchus Ubechlolo, you say in this blessing, including it, me'in kedusha z'yayim, something that relates to the sanctity of that day. You say, Ritzev ha'atzim yom Shabbos gizeh, towards the end, and Yom Tov say, v'sabachin b'yayim, whatever Yom Tov hazeh. Kedach Shemask and Berchus Hamazon, just like you mentioned, and you add on these ideas in that of the Berchus Hamazon after a bread meal.